You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. For over 40 years, the Women's Resource Center in Traverse City has provided important shelter and relief to victims of domestic violence. The center operates a crisis hotline and a 22-bed shelter, among other services. But the Women's Resource Center has recently come under some criticism. Former employees say a new management style has led to the departure of many experienced workers, and some services have been cut. Here to answer some of that criticism and to talk about the direction of the Women's Resource Center are the center's Executive Director, Juliet Schultz, and Board Member, Jessica Wheaton. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Aaron. We're really excited to be able to take the opportunity to talk about what's happening at the Women's Resource Center.
There have been some media reports recently about troubles at the Women's Resource Center. Patrick Sullivan of the Northern Express spoke with several former employees for an article in August. They said that since you took over, Juliet, in 2013, there's been a lot of staff turnover at the center. They say that some experienced people were let go and that others quit in protest. Is that true?
Definitely, we've had some turnover. The turnover has been consistent with most nonprofits. As far as why people leave, there's a variety of reasons why people have left. We actually had a long-term employee who retired. We had a couple of employees who left to find, actually because they were offered, you know, better pay and different jobs. And that's part of what we struggle with as a nonprofit is being able to maintain qualified staff. You know, it's definitely a struggle in knowing that we are in doing such tough work. These advocates are working with some of the most difficult and most violent cases in our community every day. And it's not just 8 to 5. We're talking about 24-hour service to victims. And so it's tough work, and it's not for everybody. And certainly we've had attrition. It's been about 11% attrition over the last 4 years.
Critics also say that there's less money coming in over the last few years, chiefly in the form of some grant funding that used to be there that isn't there anymore. Is that true? And if so, why?
It is true, actually. When I walked in the door in May of 2013, the board really challenged me and said, listen, we've been struggling for years with state and federal funding not being reliable revenue resources. So what do you think we can do to create a more sustainable organization? So what we did is we said, okay, where are our revenue streams? We have a very healthy thrift shop. That thrift shop throws off about 38% of our revenue every year. We're a $1.9 million operating budget. So that is significant. So we said, okay, what can we do? We could invest in the thrift shop, and we actually hired a part-time person to work alongside our full-time eBay person, and we're able to increase our revenues in eBay, which is really important to us. Additionally, we invested in our contribution, so our fund development side of the house, and that $200,000 that we lost, we actually were able to offset by an increase in contributions and thrift shop revenues.
Jessica, can you tell us a little bit more about the finances? I know a lot of social service agencies, mental health, just about anybody that you can name has seen a loss in federal and state and grant funding over the last few years. Also true for the center?
Also very true for the Women's Resource Center. And I think true for a majority of nonprofits that receive funding from those areas. You see cuts on the federal level and the state level. Those are all impacting us. It all trickles down to our little Traverse City Women's Resource Center. So as Juliet said, we have been actively reaching out and seeking other ways to bring in and make up those deficiencies. So, you know, utilizing our thrift shop in new ways, increasing our donor relations. We have a wonderful fund development coordinator and director on staff now. She's been with us for over a year and has really helped us push our message out, build our relationships with our donors. So all of that can help, you know, make up that loss that we're seeing and everyone else is seeing across the board.
Another criticism out there is that you've been forced to cut back some of the programs that you used to offer, including, I believe, shutting down a shelter in Benzie County. Why?
Well, I appreciate the criticism very much. And there were four decisions that were made last year about this time that were made concurrent with the strategic planning process. So basically what the board did is they said, where should we be putting our energies and where should we be putting our focus? Our mission is to protect, empower, and shelter victims of domestic and sexual violence. We have an emergency shelter. We also have a transitional home right in Traverse City, Michigan. And the one in Benzie was in a state of disrepair.
You mean the building?
Yes,
the
building. Sir. Mm-hmm. Yep, unrentable, uninhabitable, and at that point, the board said, you know, maybe we should consider marketing this property. The investment that we would make in it would be much greater than what we can actually afford. The programmatic side, I think you're referring to our doula teen parent program.
Yeah, that too. You had a doula program that... What happened with the doula program?
We still have the doula program, actually. Okay. So that was another board initiative or board-directed initiative. And this program's been in our community for many years. And so the board said, let's look at where this, what the best home for the doula program might be. And we had meetings with a dozen community partners. And we just received a planning grant from Rotary Charities. And we hired the facilitator who will help us to determine where the program belongs. We continue to facilitate that program. We never ended the program. That was some misinformation that was out there, but the facilitator is still helping about 60 teen moms and children a year. So we're going to continue maintaining that program until we transition it to another agency or agencies.
There's also a pending lawsuit, and I don't know if you can talk about this or not, but two former residents of Sarah's house in Traverse City. One says she was mistreated at the shelter and forced to leave. Another says she was forced to move while she was pregnant and wasn't offered assistance. Can you respond at all to those accusations?
The allegations are untrue. And at the hearing, the judge determined that there was no legal requirement of the Women's Resource Center to provide the services that were outlined in the restraining order. And we did not have any obligation at that point at all, but we voluntarily invited these two clients to come back to Sarah's house because it was the right thing to do.
Related to all of these questions and criticisms, I saw on your Facebook page a couple of weeks ago a posting about an organized campaign against the Women's Resource Center. Do you think that there are people in the community that are targeting the center and maybe trying to hurt it?
Well, I think your first question of us today alluded to that a little bit. And I think that there are, you know, one of my mentors said to me at one point in time, he said, Juliet, there will always be people who love you. There will always be people who hate you. And there will always be people who are neutral about what it is that you're doing. And so I think that, Aaron, the place that we're at today is that we are being reborn in a way as an agency. And I think that's what you've heard from us today. And in some cases, when you're being reborn and you're going through a cultural change and you're changing the way that you look at client-centered care, some people don't like change.
Jessica, how do you feel about the future of the Women's Resource Center? In our conversation today, we've outlined some challenges. How do you feel about the center down the road?
The future is bright. We have a lot of possibilities in front of us. We have a great team in place, both at a management level and our boots on the ground, our advocates, our people on the street. They care for our clients. They will do anything for our clients. Sure, there's been bumps in the road, and obviously there's transitional challenges whenever new leadership comes on and there are big changes, but we have a lot of great things ahead of us.
Jessica Wheaton is on the board of directors for the Women's Resource Center. Juliet Schultz is the center's executive director. Thank you both again for being here.
Thank you,
Aaron.